Dismantling U.S.-led forces in Iraq has begun. More than 1,000 U.S. and Iraqi forces launched Operation Sword in a bid to flush out militants in western Iraq. A Marine spokesman says the new campaign is focused on insurgent fighters along the Euphrates River in the volatile Anbar province. That region, about 125 miles northwest of Baghdad, has been a hotbed of the rebel insurgency. The violence in Iraq, though, continues. A suicide car bomb today killed an Iraqi Shiite legislator, along with his son and two bodyguards. They were on their way to a parliamentary session in Baghdad when they were attacked. The lawmaker was the oldest member of the new Iraqi parliament and had for a short time presided as the speaker of that body. The U.S. Senate may raise spending on veterans programs by $1.5 billion. That would make up for a shortage partially caused by the return of troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. Last week, it was disclosed the Department of Veteran Affairs would not have enough money to meet its needs. Congressional Democrats, who had earlier sought more money for veterans programs, immediately demanded the Republicans raise the ante. In the Senate, the alternatives range from a call for an additional $600 million by Senator John Kerry to a request for $1.4 billion from Senator Robert Byrd. VA officials testified last week the shortage in funds resulted from poor budget forecasting, as well as additional costs to provide services to veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. In the House, the Republicans have so far delayed any votes. Democrats were trying to get a vote on the issue, saying they want more information. Civil War historian and novelist Shelby Foote has died. Foote was best known for his three-volume history of the Civil War and his appearance on the PBS series about it. Foote worked on that book for 20 years. He once said, "Narrative history is, quote, the kind that comes closest to telling the truth." His widow says he died last night. Shelby Foote was 88 years old. This is Air America Radio News.
Summer's here and your kids have time off, but you don't. Well, now there's a way to spend more time with family, enjoy summertime, and get your work done. Go to MyPC, an amazing technology that lets you access your office computer from anywhere. It's so easy to use. Just log on to gotomypc.com from any computer with internet access, and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you were at work. So you can leave the office on time, have dinner with family, then use GoToMyPC to finish your work from home, or stay connected to the office from your hotel room in Hawaii or your in-laws in Detroit. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Randy Rose.
I look in the newspaper yesterday, and there's a story about these kids. 16 years old. 16 years old.
16 years old. And the Pentagon has their information, not only their social security number, but they have their email, they have their cell phone numbers, they have their freaking grades so they could spot the kids that aren't doing so well. The head of the Pentagon has their information. And I wonder if the dog tags are already made.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Well, good evening, Thrill Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Did you watch? It's like saying, did you go by a train wreck and not take a look? If you were just a casual observer of Man or Monkey tonight, if you're just flipping through the channels and not real familiar with the geopolitical rat's nest this thug has gotten us into. And if you didn't follow all of his speeches the way we do, you'd be left with the impression that, in watching this moron, that we went to war with Iraq because the terrorists attacked us on September 11, 2001, and their leader, Osama bin Saddam Zarqawi, And his thugs are currently plotting in Iraq to attack us again like they did on 9/11. And these evildoers are training in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, where they're having elections, thanks to the fact that Bush brought democracy to Iraq. And now that Iraq is free, Libya no longer has chemical nuclear weapons with which they could have launched an attack like they in fact did on 9/11. But the evildoers in Iraq are armed with lethal weapons and are ready to attack us again like they did on 9/11 if we don't continue the mission to write a constitution so that Iraq can live in peace with Palestine. Or is it Eurasia? Or are we at war with Eurasia? No, we've always been at war with East Asia. Orwell couldn't have written it better himself. What the hell did we hear tonight? Now, before we get some of the sound bites, am I insane? Or when I was flipping through the channels, did I see Chris Matthews and the MSNBC crew in a Baptist church in Tennessee to get American opinion of the bastard speech? Is that what I... Did I really see that? I did, didn't I? A whole clutch of right-wing parishioners sitting there with one of those overfed, smarmy, white Southern Baptist preachers talking about his flock is patriotic. And the only question I saw that Chris Matthews asked that I give him a plus for was when he asked this pudgy, hate-filled Baptist preacher whether or not he and his congregation would be so wonderfully supportive of the war in Iraq if it was Bill Clinton's war. And the pudgy, pasty-faced, rotten-ass, racist Southern Baptist preacher started to hesitate. Started to go, well, if it was a just war, and Matthew stopped him and said, no. If it were just Clinton in charge, everything else, well, yeah, we're patriotic. And then he started choking on his own mucus. You know, it was just, a nightmare. I can't believe I saw Chris Matthews in the sanctuary of a Baptist church in Tennessee, where he was going to get. Why the hell didn't he go to a Catholic church? Matthews is Catholic. Go to a Catholic church in Chicago, where the congregation are peace activists. You know, where they work to bring about social justice. Or a mosque. Why didn't he go to a mosque in L.A. or Miami? Or a temple? Why did a synagogue? Why didn't he go to a synagogue of liberal Jews? Why did he pick a Baptist church in Tennessee, a Southern Baptist convention, a church that was put together based on racist policies that said no Negroes allowed? Oh, God. I'm going to be sick. Now, as we came in the studio early so we could watch some of this the speech. I told Kathy I can probably only take about 10 minutes of it, which is the way it worked out. And then I took Molly for a walk, and we got the hell out of here. I'll let Kathy deal with it. And in the time that I watched, I saw no applause. On some of the replay, I saw, I think, just one instance of applause. And now one of our regular correspondents says that ABC reported that the White House advance team faked the applause. The deal here, ABC's Terry Moran just reported that the only time Bush got applause was in the middle of a speech when a White House advance team member started clapping on his own in order to prompt the soldiers into clapping, which they dutifully did, so even the applause was fake. Which is not surprising. Reg at TVNewsLives.org emailed me, Mike. They kept track, the speech of numbers. She writes, Mike, in the first 25 minutes of his half-hour speech, Bush used the word terror or terrorist 31 times. That's more than once every minute. During that time, Bush referred to the attacks on 9/11 on September 11 six times. That's once every 4 minutes. The other lies and distortions, Reg writes, were mind-boggling. But reverting back to using the 9/11 card is unbelievable in its lack of respect for the American people, whom I fear will be fooled again and probably don't deserve much respect at all. That's the whole idea. The whole idea is, I mean, this has been the idea for 4 years, to link 9/11 to this corrupt regime's attack on Iraq. I mean, it's to the point now where all the stops are out. They don't even pause for a moment to make an oblique a distinction that possibly, perhaps, maybe there was no connection. No, it's all the stops are out now. 9/11, Saddam, Zakawi, Osama bin Laden, they're all Iraqis. The 19 bombers that came to this country were all Iraqis. The jets that flew into the buildings all belonged to Iraq National Airlines. The war in Afghanistan was started by Iraqis. Bush has jock itch because Iraqis broke into his bedroom and dumped crab lice in his bed. The girl, Bush's daughters are drunks because the Iraqis keep surreptitiously feeding them alcohol. You see what I'm saying? Mike in Seattle emailed in during the speech, how can Bush say there's a clear path to victory in Iraq when he can't even guarantee a clear path from the airport to downtown Baghdad? The 6 Mile Road is one of the deadliest places on earth. You know, I told Kathy, look, he's not going to say anything new. This reference to Libya, we have a soundbite where he makes a reference to the Libyans giving up their nuclear weapons as if somehow that has, excuse me, something to do with the war in Iraq. You know, which it doesn't. Another one of our listeners emailed in a report that was in the New York Times January 2004, a year and a half ago, a report written by Flint Leverett, who was the senior director for Middle Eastern Affairs at the National Security Council, during the Bush from 2002 to 2003. I've got to share that with you when we come back. I mean, these sons of bitches lie about everything. They lie about everything, and they count on the people in the Baptist churches in America to be dumber than dog snot, to just sit there and bobblehead up and down. Yup, yup, that's right. Libya gave up their weapons. Yup, yup. Saddam al-Zarqawi attack us on 9/11. Yup, 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 yup.
With propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Try and convince the folks the beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies what they've seen with their own eyes. It's amazing. Propaganda.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay. Definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry. Do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude. But I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay. Why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet. Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my alcohol freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, I'm an Arizona hunting redneck, and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you, though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks, and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six-pack a day. Jenna writes, Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives. Amy writes, I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
In a couple minutes, among the sound bites we're going to play for you, you'll hear Bush make reference to Libya, about the reference being that Libya saw what the he-men, the macho guys, the real warriors in the Bush crime family, what they did to Iraq, and that Libya went all over itself and decided to give up, or Muammar Gaddafi did, and decided to give up his nuclear weapons, which is an absolute lie. But Bush knows that the American public is stupid, that the American public will cluster with Chris Matthews in the sanctuary of a Southern Baptist church in Tennessee, either literally or metaphorically, and believe anything that Bush puts out there, up to and including, especially including, the lies and distortions. Now, Flint Leverett was the senior director for Middle Eastern Affairs at the National Security Council from 2002 to 2003. Leverett says, not only is it false to state that the Iraq invasion persuaded Gaddafi to give up his weapons and mass destruction programs, it's dangerous to make that mistaken connection. Now, here's what he said. He wrote an op-ed piece for the New York Times, 23 January 2004. Here's what Flint Leverett, a member of the Bush crime family, here's what he said. The idea that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's apparent decision to renounce weapons of mass destruction was largely a result of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, which thus retroactively justifies the war in Iraq and holds out the prospect for similar progress with other states that support terrorists, seek weapons of mass destruction, brutalize your own people, is false. It's false. The roots, Flint Leverett writes, of the recent progress with Libya go back not to the eve of the Iraq War, but to the Bush administration's first year in office. Indeed, to be fair, some credit should be given to the second Clinton administration. And he goes on to explain, this guy does, how Libya got tired of being isolated internationally, got tired of the economic sanctions, and decided in the late 1990s to try to get some normalized relations going with the U.S., and Gaddafi sent people to hold secret discussions with Clinton administration officials to get that message across. And the Clinton administration made it clear that Libya was screwed until Libya met its responsibilities from the shoot-down of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, back in 1988. Okay? So, finally Gaddafi says, all right, and he turned over two intelligence officers who were implicated in that attack. Those two people were sent to the Netherlands for trial by a Scottish court. And yada, yada, yada. Then in the spring of 2001, Flint Leverett writes, when I was a member of the State Department's policy planning staff, the Bush administration picked up on the discussions held earlier with Clinton and induced the Libyans to meet their remaining Lockerbie obligations, which was to pay off the court awards to the survivors of that shootdown. And Flint Everett writes, we also put an explicit quid pro quo on the table. If Libya met the conditions we laid out regarding Lockerbie, the United States and Britain would allow United Nations sanctions to be lifted permanently. Now, Flint Everett goes on to say, American negotiators consistently told the Libyans that resolving the Lockerbie situation would lead to no more than elimination of United Nations sanctions. To get out from under the separate United States sanctions, Libya would have to address other concerns, particularly its programs of weapons of mass destruction. So it's in this context, then, in which Libyan officials approached the United States and Britain in the spring of 2004 and said, okay, we will dismantle our weapons program. And the spring of 2003. And the Iraq War, which had not yet even started, was not the driving force behind Libya's decision to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. What was the driving force, Truth Seeker, was negotiations went all the way back to the Clinton administration, where the Libyans decided, look, we're sitting on all this oil, we have all these sanctions against us, we can't take this anymore, what the hell do we have to do to rejoin the family of nations, as sick and perverted as the family of nations is on this tired, disgusting old planet? What do we have to do? And it was made clear, A, meet your obligations and responsibilities on the Lockerbie shoot down. B, B, stop making weapons of mass destruction. And what do you get? You get C, the sanctions are lifted. Now, I give you that, and thanks to DSR who sent it to me, I give you that just in just context. So every time these sons of bitches say that Libya saw shock and awe in Iraq and went, oh, Lord have mercy, where do we sign? That's a lie. This was worked out before the war in Iraq. Every single thing the Bush crime family lays out as truth is a filthy, stinking, murderous lie. But they know that people gather in the sanctuaries of Baptist churches with Chris Matthews and listen to this drivel and say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's the truth. You know, he's a godly man. Jesus loves George.
What could we say? We're only 25 years old. With 25 sweet summers and hot fires in the cold. This kind of life makes that violence unthinkable. We'd like to play hockey, have kids and...
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
What is it, Bob?
You can take
this job. Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds, I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets. It's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032. Or go online to InstantTaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. InstantTaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. InstantTaps.com, 1-800-640-7032, or online at InstantTaps.com. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Remember when President Bush said this about Iraq a year ago?
There are difficult days ahead, and the way forward may sometimes appear chaotic.
Now he's addressing the nation once again about the quagmire in the Middle East, and Senator Russ Feingold will join us to talk about Bush's latest on-the-money Iraqi predictions. Plus, we'll have comedian Robert Klein on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Your host for a Peance, Friance future, it's Mike Malone.
You know, and when Bush talked about all the foreign fighters in Iraq, what the hell are U.S. troops? Aren't we foreign fighters? Oh, never mind. Jack in New York emailed Mike, not only was Matthews in a church, but after the speech, when talking about the daily attacks in Iraq, Matthews mentioned the IUDs. At which point he panicked and made a joke trying to recover, saying, improvised explosion device, only to have the woman he was talking to mention the IUDs just moments after Matthews. Yeah, what, exploding birth control devices? These dumb bastards. I mean, this kind of ignorance is just beyond belief. It's just beyond belief. You know, you get some a punk sitting in a Christian Baptist racist church in Tennessee trying to use military abbreviations, IED, and come up with IUD. Oh, Jesus. All right, I don't know. I've gotten some emails from people tonight say they were ready to shoot their television sets. All right, let's do some of what Bush had to say. Now, I have no idea why he gave this half-assed speech, except to once again try for the millionth time to link Iraq to 9/11, which he did directly at least five times, and indirectly another dozen or so. To catapult the propaganda, as he puts it. You know, the propaganda that's out there that says he's a lying bastard who took this country into war and who is directly responsible for the deaths of 100,000 Iraqis and 1,742 Americans, officially anyway. You know, and his justification over and over again to link Iraq to 9/11 now. You know, if this Christian mishmash of mythology exists, Bush is going to be right there in one of the hotter spots of hell with the other people who have committed this kind of mass murder, once the curtain drops on their stage play, right? Here's a direct link between Iraq and 9/11 right out of the monkey's mouth.
The war reached our shores on September the 11th, 2001. The terrorists who attack us and the terrorists we face, murder in the name of a totalitarian ideology that hates freedom, rejects tolerance, and despises all dissent.
What the hell despises dissent? You rat bastard, you wouldn't even let people into your town meetings who dissented about Social Security. Does this guy not understand when he makes a statement like that, that people like you and me are sitting here ready to call him a lying rat bastard? And the record is all over the place. A totalitarian ideology, would that be the USA Patriot Act, moron? Rejects tolerance, would that be, well, let's not let the queers get married. Jesus. You ought to be impeached and convicted and removed from office, if for no other reason than for his continuing, his unending attempts to link Iraq and 9/11. Hey, W, psst, we're not all watching you from the sanctuary of a Baptist church in Tennessee on the Fox News channel, you know what I'm saying?
After September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American people.
Oh.
This nation will not wait to be attacked again.
We'll attack Iraq.
We will defend our freedom. We will take the fight to the enemy.
In Iowa, maybe?
Iraq is the latest battlefield in this war.
You bastard.
Many terrorists who kill innocent men, women, and children on the streets of Baghdad are followers of the same murderous ideology that took the lives of our citizens in New York, in Washington, and Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God. So all Muslims should die, and any country they live in is open season for your attack? Is that what you're saying? The many terrorists who kill innocent men, women, and children on the streets of Baghdad. I would think that Don Rumsfeld's ordered attacks in places like Fallujah, where thousands upon thousands of Iraqi civilians are butchered in their beds, in their hospitals, their mosques, and in the street, I would say that probably compares with the genuine acts of terror being committed by the so-called insurgents in Iraq. Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld. Is Cheney still alive? Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld. And the U.S. military that they are forcing into these atrocious acts along with the terrorists, the genuine terrorists in Iraq, who are blowing up Iraqi civilians who want to sign up for the Iraqi military, sign up for the Iraqi police department. Yeah, that's an act of terrorism, blowing up people standing in lines, just like it's an act of terror blowing up a bus in downtown Tel Aviv or a village in the occupied territories. You're damn right those are acts of terror. But who is committing most of the acts of terror in Iraq? We are. We are. And I don't care how you spin it, George. You have become this planet's number one terrorist. Now here he is, a more subtle reference to 9/11, and yet another in a long list of reasons. Well, what are we up to now? The different reasons why we attacked Iraq. Wait, is this number 38? Is this number 176? What number is this?
We either deal with terrorism and this extremism abroad, or we deal with it when it comes to us. Our mission in Iraq is clear. We're hunting down the terrorists.
What? I thought our mission was to remove the weapons of mass destruction. Oh, no, that didn't work out. Let's see. It was to stop the nuclear... No, there was no nuclear... It was to stop Saddam from forming alliances with al-Qaeda. No, that didn't work out either. It was to remove Saddam. Oh, okay, well, that's done. To remove the terrorists? Remember, there were no terrorists before we invaded, unless you count the Saddam Hussein family, this sick bunch of cretins, and his two half-witted sons, who I believe are both dead now. Yeah, there was terrorism in Iraq. We supported it. We funded it. We installed it. Jesus Christ, are we this stupid? We put Saddam in power. And then we used him in his war of attrition against the Iranians. God, I hate these people. The foreign terrorists, George, they came as a result of the invasion. So, let's try again. Why did we attack in the first place? Huh? Was it the oil? Was it that? Yeah, was it military base? No, what was it? Here's another direct reference to 9/11 Iraq in the same sentence. This one in particular is particularly stunning, since the terrorists Zarqawi and bin Laden not only had nothing to do with Iraq, they hated Iraq! They hated Saddam! He is not a devout Muslim! They hate him! They wanted him dead! Am I and you, true seeker, are we the only people in America who understand that Saddam Hussein was on the hit list of Osama bin Laden, as is the Saudi royal family, as is who's the head of Egypt? Mubarak. Osama bin Laden is a religious fanatic, you know, like James Dobson. He's a murderous religious fanatic who would put everybody to the sword except the people who believe the way he does. You know, like James Dobson. Here he is again.
The only way our enemies can succeed is if we forget the lessons of September the 11th. If we abandon the Iraqi people to men like Zarqawi. And if we yield the future of the Middle East to men like bin Laden.
September the 11th. Never mind. And the... And the hypocrisy, the lies, and the audacity of this man never stops. Listen as he insults our intelligence and our ability to remember yet again by trying to imply that phony link between Iraq and 9/11.
We're fighting against men with blind hatred and armed with lethal weapons who are capable of any atrocity. They wear no uniform. They respect no laws of warfare or morality. They take innocent lives to create chaos for the cameras. They are trying to shake our will in Iraq, just as they tried to shake our will on September the 11th, 2001.
Okay, so the very same evil dudes who planned 9/11 are still plotting in Iraq, right, W? Psst, hey, I'm not that stupid, moron.
George W. is my name, and things in good old Washington will never be the same. Now take a call and tell me what.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Planet Check, the Green Radio Minute.
Planet Check goes to India. Holy cow!
The ambulance for the cattle is really used to treat these cows which are suffering from disease and nobody could figure it out.
That's architect Sashi Patel.
Finally they found out that the cows don't eat the regular grass and hay because their stomachs are filled with plastic bags.
Discarded food is utterly a bad idea.
Some of them are stray cows which are roaming the streets, would eat the food from the plastic bag. These bags don't come out at the other end.
Veterinarians removed over 100 pounds of plastic from the cow's stomach. Thanks to a grant, the ambulance is now going from village to village treating sick cows.
Human beings will get better health because they'll get the milk that these cows provide. We have to thank the Rotary Foundation for looking at the humanitarian cause in helping the cows.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Piramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Believe in your music. Piramind.com.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Hi, Steve, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Go ahead, have a seat.
Awesome.
So, why don't you start by telling me about yourself and what you'd like to do here at GM?
Okay, definitely something low maintenance. I don't really do the whole waking up before noon thing. Going the extra mile isn't really my bag either. Come to think of it, I'm usually pretty hit or miss even on first mile.
I'm sorry, do you even want to work here?
Not really, dude, but I'd love to have at that GM employee discount.
Well, okay, why don't we just give you the discount then, and we'll call it a day.
Sweet.
Now, for the first time in history, anyone can get the GM employee discount. It's a great price. You pay what we pay, not a cent more. On 2005 cars and trucks from Chevy, Pontiac, Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Saturn, Hummer, and Saab, excluding Corvette, at participating dealers only. The GM employee discount for everyone. Event ends July 5th. Take delivery by 7505. See dealer for details.
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
What? You have no evidence that Saddam Hussein... Can you play that again, Kathy? That's George W. Bush, isn't it?
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
What? What?
We have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
So am I allowed to call him a lying bastard? Am I allowed to do that? He is, after all, the President of the United States. Am I allowed to do that? God. So Stan emails in. He quotes Bush. One of those quotes we just had. They wear no uniform. They respect no laws of warfare or morality. They take innocent lives to create cameras or chaos for the cameras. They're trying to shake our will in Iraq, just as they tried to shake our will in September 2001. And Stan writes, laws of warfare, such as shock and awe on an innocent population, depleted uranium, bombing hospitals, murdering news reporters, destroying infrastructure such as water and electricity delivery systems. And I'm sure you could add to this long list, Stan writes. Let us not forget torture. Huh? How about torture? Oh, God. So according to Bush, war in Iraq is vital for America's security because, one, foreign terrorists won't have a safe haven in Iraq. Of course, they didn't. They never had one until Bush attacked in the first place, and now they do. Two, a free Iraq will be a beacon of hope in a troubled region, and we're making progress in rebuilding Iraq. Then again, if we didn't bomb them to pieces over the decade between 1991 and 2001, then loot their antiquities and rob their treasures of billions, we might not have quite as much rebuilding to do. The funny thing is, there was not a single mention, not a single freaking mention of the original reason we attacked Iraq. Remember weapons of mass destruction? Remember? Remember? Lies, tell me lies. Kathy has a montage that goes off for 9 minutes. Lie upon lie, the weapons of... What happened? What happened, George? Or the second reason we attacked? To free the Iraqis from a terrible dictator! Now we're fighting because Iraq carries the hope of freedom for the rest of the Middle East. Iraq? A country that didn't even exist in history? No, there was no Iraq! There were ancient civilizations. Iraq was put together after World War I. By the British and the Americans. There was no Iraq. Iraq now carries the hope of freedom for the rest of the Middle East? And because it's in Iraq that the terrorists who want to hurt Americans are gathering? Even if that's true, they wouldn't have been there if we hadn't attacked. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Not before our invasion, you moron! Bush made that nation a haven for terrorists. Bush. 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 And if freeing the Iraqi people was the reason for our invasion, or to spread peace in the Middle East region, in the Middle East region, then why did you lie to Congress? Why did you lie to the United Nations? Why did you lie to the American people? Why were you standing there lying to the troops in front of you? Why did you say it was weapons of mass destruction, Mr. Bush, if you knew, really, really knew, that Iraq could become this beacon of hope and freedom and justice and Christianity? Eh? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge? In the Middle East. But there it was again tonight, truth seekers. There it was. Now, moving from the ridiculous to the criminal. Do we have time? I guess we don't. All right, we have just a couple more. Just a couple more from his speech. And I want you to hear it. And then we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to find out what you thought of this banal, evil, pointless, lying piece of propaganda tonight. Karl Rove must sit there in his quarters in the White House. When he knows Bush is going to give a speech like that, I bet he gets naked, Rove, and he sits there naked and gets all aroused because he knows that Bush is saying exactly what he's been instructed by Rove to say, and that people are going to die, thousands of people are going to die as a result of what Bush is saying, and the war is going to continue. And I say naked because Rove appears to me to be that kind of a pervert. That's all. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Yes, of course, religious right activists are angry that the U.S. Supreme Court has reinforced Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state by constraining displays of the Ten Commandments on official buildings. But the fundamentalist politicals are even madder at the Reverend Billy Graham. During his last crusade in New York City, Graham invited former President Bill Clinton to the microphone. After Clinton had finished speaking, Graham praised Clinton as a wonderful friend and said that U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton should, quote-unquote, run the country. That's gotten evangelical activists very angry. They're actually suggesting that the Clintons performed a deliberate, cunning, purely political move to exploit Billy Graham's popularity. What they don't know, or what they've conveniently forgotten, is that Billy Graham personally invited the Clintons to be present. For more on the evangelical who got all the evangelicals so mad, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Hi, this is Gary Stanley. Usually I'm talking about sports, but today I want to talk about money. Not long ago, I was looking for a loan. I owned a home, pretty good credit. You can't believe the hassle for my bank. 6 weeks, endless paperwork, and then right at the closing, the bank tells me about thousands of dollars in extra fees. I walked out, and I called Equity Now. Equity Now approved my loan over the phone. I closed in 10 days. The rate I was quoted was the rate I got. No hidden fees. Equity Now gave me a great deal. If you're a homeowner and you want a loan for debt consolidation or any reason, call 1-800-692-LEND. Tell them Gary Stanley sent you.
Equity Now is a direct mortgage lender, not a broker. We don't arrange loans. We make loans. We write the checks. Call 1-800-692-LEND. Licensed mortgage banker, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Florida banking departments. Call 1-800-692-LEND.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Bush defending Iraqi policy. George Bush spoke in support of his Iraq policy in an address to the nation tonight, hoping to gain support for the war as his approval rating hits a record low. Bush said terrorists in Iraq are creating what he called chaos for the cameras, knowing the only way they can win, he says, is to break America's will. George Bush says he knows the pictures from Iraq are horrifying, but he's insisting victory there is vital to America's future security. Before the speech, Bush met in private with families of some of the soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. The address aimed at regaining public support on Iraq at a time when polls show it at a low ebb. 53% of those questioned in the latest Gallup poll said they disapproved of Bush's performance. Just 40% said they approved of his handling of the Iraq War. 58% said they disapproved of that. Bush using the first anniversary of the handover of sovereignty to Iraqis to defend his policy. An Iraqi leader today branded the attackers who killed a Shiite legislator the enemies of the Iraqi people. The lawmaker, his son, and two bodyguards were killed by a suicide car bomb near Baghdad. Several other attacks around the country killed at least 12 other people, including an American soldier. An internet claim of responsibility signed by al-Qaeda in Iraq calls the assassination a heroic attack. A Marine instructor in South Carolina could face a court-martial in connection with the drowning death of a 19-year-old recruit. A spokesman at the Paris Island Marine Corps Depot says no formal charges filed yet. However, he says a hearing similar to a civilian grand jury proceeding will be held for the water survival instructor. Jason Tharp died in February while in swim training. Investigators say his death could have been prevented. An investigation that is released today concluded the instructor, whose name has not been released, either failed to recognize or ignored indications that Tharp was too tired or incapable of continuing. Investigators have also recommended disciplinary action against three other Marines for actions related to Tharp's training. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin says everything that he's seen suggests the shuttle Discovery is set to lift off as planned next month. That would be the first shuttle flight since the Columbia disaster, as it came in toward landing more than 2 years ago. Griffin leaves Washington tonight for the Kennedy Space Center, where he will be going over, he says, the flight readiness review reports for a final time. Griffin told the House Science Committee on Capitol Hill that, as far as he knows, there is nothing contained within those reports that would prevent the space shuttle's return to flight in Earth orbit. NASA is hoping to launch Discovery July 13th or shortly thereafter. This is Air America Radio News.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
If you're a business owner like me, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, you know it, the process can be overwhelming. And if you're concerned about getting the building you need on a limited budget, you call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. Look around and you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. Anthem Steel has a high-quality solution for almost any size building you need, churches, schools, or gymnasiums. So call us right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095. Even for manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, you know it. You can call Anthem Steel right now for a free quote. 800-708-3095, 800-708-3095.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, I'm Al Franken. As an American-hating liberal, I enjoy our West Coast tours because they let me experience the Stalinist Russia I never got a chance to visit. Red diaper babies, long lines at organic food stores, godlessness. In fact, I have here in my hand a list of 205 Hollywood entertainers who appear to be either card-carrying members or certainly loyal to the Communist Party, which has a loyal pinko I will feed into the shredder next time on Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Got a bunch of emails during the break. I want to share a couple of them with you. Candy wrote in and said, Mike, maybe Bush is being truthful. Maybe the same ideological terrorists are responsible for 9/11 in Iraq. The American fascists? Yeah, that's a good point, Candy. That's a good point. James in Wisconsin emailed him, according to ABC, the new information the monkey unveiled tonight is the effort to train the Iraqis to fight the war so we can withdraw. Sound familiar? Soon after taking office, Nixon introduced his policy of Vietnamization. Remember that? The plan was to encourage the South Vietnamese to take more responsibility for fighting the war. It was hoped that this policy would eventually enable the United States to withdraw gradually all their soldiers from Vietnam. Yeah, yeah. David in Oregon. Mike, I'm sure you've read this one before. Quote, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. And thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Yeah, right. You know who it was. Joseph Goebbels. Lou from Lake Worth, Florida emails in, Mike, by now you must know that Bush's speech was set up by Rove. Bush's speech tonight was set up by Rove several days ago when he spoke in New York and linked 9/11 to liberals who wanted to appease the terrorists by offering understanding and therapy. Without doubt, this was Rove's calculating method to change Bush's dismal poll ratings. Do you think the American people will buy this crap? Time will tell. We'll see how hungry Americans are for this type of stuff. I almost want to puke. Mike, can I tell you how much I hate these people? I think you just did, Lou. And Big Dave from Queens writes, Mike, I watched Bush's speech tonight for about 10 minutes until I had enough of the same cliches and sound bites being repeated and rephrased over and over. It's almost as if Bush told his staff writers to write a speech that said please describe me. And so they did. If you replay the entire speech, you can simply add the words, that's a lie, or that's you, after every sentence, and you'd be on the ball. A couple of years ago, Bush said, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved in September the 11th. Tonight, we get 17 direct or implied claims to the contrary. Of course, not one mainstream media outlet will play that audio. We have it, don't we? Play it again, Kathy. Do you have it handy? The one where he says Saddam Hussein is not the least bit involved in September 11th. The one that CNN won't play, or MSNBC won't play, or Fox won't play, or Chris Matthews won't play, or nobody will play.
No, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
What? Play it again, Kathy.
No, we have no evidence that Saddam Hussein was involved with the September the 11th.
Uh-huh. Moving from the sublime to the murderous, or the ridiculous to the giggling killer, or whatever, in the next couple of bites here, Bush details reason number 9,487, why we attacked and now occupy Iraq. Gee, guess what? It's because of 9/11! There's a surprise!
Amid all this violence, I know Americans ask the question, is the sacrifice worth it? It is worth it. And it is vital to the future security of our country. And tonight, I will explain the reasons why.
Oh, good.
Some of the violence you see in Iraq is being carried out by ruthless killers who are converging on Iraq.
Thanks to you.
To fight the advance of peace and freedom.
Peace and freedom!
And when the Middle East grows in democracy and prosperity and hope.
And hope.
The terrorists will lose their sponsors, lose their recruits, and lose their hopes for turning that region into a base for attacks on America and our allies around the world.
Now, we're supposed to believe the 9/11 plotters are still alive and in Iraq? Well, that's a good possibility. That's where bin Laden is now, right? Huh? I don't know where to go with this. I really don't. I mean, we can get on the air every night and talk about the lies and distortions this thug puts out, and the Bush crime family, and the whole bit. But it doesn't mean anything. They just keep churning it out, over and over and over. And the people in the basement of the Baptist church in Tennessee, sitting there with Chris Matthews, the bobble-headed freaks who sit there, yup, 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 he's a godly man, Jesus talks to him, yup, 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 he prays, yup, yup, yup. You know, we were attacked by Saddam Hussein and 19 Afghans. Was it Afghans or Iranian? No, Iraqi? No, I don't know. North Koreans. We were attacked by Saddam Hussein and 19 North Koreans led by, what's that other one's name? Zarqawi? No, wait a minute. It was... I know. The reason we attacked Iraq is to stop the evildoers in Egypt from attacking us with exploding IUDs and then holding elections in Palestine. Is that right? Have I got it right now? Pastor, have I got it right? I'm on TV. Yet another reason in the long list of why we attacked an innocent nation led by a madman, it wasn't because Iraq had WMDs, it was because Libya did. Right? That makes sense. Oh, and so Palestine could have elections. That's why we attacked. And live peacefully next to Iraq. That's right. Moving Jordan out of the way or something so we could defeat the evil enemy Osama bin Saddam Zarqawi who lives in Egypt, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia all at the same time.
Before our coalition liberated Iraq, Libya was secretly pursuing nuclear weapons.
Yeah, okay.
Today, the leader of Libya has given up his chemical and nuclear weapon programs.
Wow.
Across the broader Middle East, people are claiming their freedom.
Who?
In the last few months, we've witnessed elections in the Palestinian territories in Lebanon.
What?
These elections are inspiring democratic reformers in places like Egypt and Saudi Arabia.
What?
Our strategy to defend ourselves and spread freedom is working.
Is working. We've seen elections in the Palestinian territories. and Lebanon, you know, where they make that Lebanon bologna, which I really like in the summertime. Well, why didn't you go to Congress and tell them you wanted to attack Iraq so Libya would give up their nuclear weapons? Of course, you don't have a clue, do you, moron man? You have no idea what the deal was with Libya. The thugs and killers and neocons around you, they know. They know what the deal was with Libya. That started back during the Clinton administration. Because Libya has a lot of oil, George. And it's embargoed, or it was. And Muammar just, you know, is running out of, this is a guy who loves to build tents. He doesn't give a damn about castles like Saddam or palatial estates like your buddies the Saudis. Muammar loves tents. Big old tents. He is, after all, a Bedouin. And he wanted to make some money, George, so he sat down with the Clinton administration and said, look, let's work out a deal. And the Clinton administration said, yeah, we'll take responsibility for Lockerbie. And then get rid of your nuclear weapons and we'll talk. Had nothing to do with Iraq. But, you see, Bush knows that his supporters are all huddled in the basement of Baptist churches all over the South this evening, sitting with Chris Matthews clones, talking about he's a godly man. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us George Bush. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shalomani Hondo. Shut up. Stop talking in tongues. Stop talking. It's okay. But I love George and I love Jesus. And did you hear the woman in the Baptist church? One of the first things out of her mouth when she was asked by Chris Matthews about what would be one of the benefits of peace and freedom in Iraq, and she said that they would have the freedom of religion. Somebody ought to tell this bleach blonde, blue-blooded baby in Tennessee that their first choice in religion ain't going to be Southern Baptism. It's going to be Shia Islam. Do you know what that means, lady? Eh? And they don't use baptismal fonts.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Smart pets come from smart parents. And smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices. Guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items. Like 40-pound boxes of Tidy Cat Scoop Litter, now just $8.99. That's $5 off. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card. Only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we understand that everybody's different. And that's why everybody's disability is different. Well, we're different too. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim. And we prove it every day. All across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. We understand being different, because we're different too. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
How do you feel when you pull up at the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
My dream is that there be a Palestinian state living side by side in peace with Iraq.
Yeah, okay. Jessica emailed in, and she has a question. I didn't hear this. Of course, I didn't listen to 80% of this. Jessica says, did anyone notice the mention that he used when he said this is the Third World War? I couldn't believe the sack of crap. Didn't miss a beat. Am I and the others watching the address with me the only ones who noticed it? I didn't hear that. Did you hear it, Kathy? Okay. Well, neither one of us did, Jessica. If somebody else heard that, let us know. Now, Bush describes how the mission is to keep the Taliban from turning Iraq into Afghanistan and then turning into Al-Qaeda and attacking us again like they did on 9/11. See, this all involves more than a tricky geography like moving Iraq next to Palestine like he wanted to do last week. This is... This displays once again the utter murderous ignorance that just sloshes around within the borders of the United States of America like so much swill in a pig trough. I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I want to hang my head in shame. The religious fundamentalist freaks in this country, and 99.9% of them are so-called Christians. I know they're not really Christians. They're so-called Christians. They're destroying us. They're eating us alive. And Bush plays to that crowd like a midway barker at a county carnival.
Hiya, hiya, step right up. Come on in and see the two-headed boy. See the bearded lady. Hiya, hiya. Ah, for the price of a quarter. One thin quarter, fourth of a dollar. Hiya, hiya.
And he does it over and over and over again.
To complete the mission, we will continue to hunt down the terrorists and insurgents. To complete the mission, we will prevent Al-Qaeda and other foreign terrorists from turning Iraq into what Afghanistan was under the Taliban.
Hiya!
A safe haven from which they could launch attacks on America and our friends.
Hiya! Hiya! Step right up!
the Taliban? Who created the Taliban back when it was called the Mujahideen? Why, if you answered CIA, you get the cigar! After detailing what the Iraqis are to do next, you know, ordering them to write a constitution and train their forces and, you know, hold elections and open up their markets and make sure they get the dust bunnies out from under their beds and keep a neat hut. Oh, and give us all their oil. Bush spells out exactly what kind of democracy they shall have. You know, I wish we had one like this.
By taking these critical steps and meeting their deadlines, Iraqis will bind their multi-ethnic society together in a democracy that respects the will of the majority and protects minority rights.
Unless it has to do with a filibuster! Unless it has to do with the queers wanting to get married! Unless it has to do with keeping military recruiters the hell out of our elementary schools, you know, stuff like that.
It's all illusion. You know, yeah, there's no point sitting here screaming, Malloy. You know, this is horse droppings. This is bull expulsion. This is chicken flingings. God, I wish I could cuss on the air. I love to cuss. Kathy will tell you. I've had to stop because of Molly. But you know, when I'm really going, and you know, it cracks Kathy up. Every other word is the F word, you know, or the SOB word. You know, I'm just rocking and rolling. Kathy goes, "Boy, if your listeners could hear you now." And I say, yeah, they'd love it. They'd join right in. I can think of no more fitting and suitable end to a hypocritical tub of crappy rhetoric than a return to time-honored phrases from the Bush speeches of yesteryear. And that's what he does. Evildoers and hard work. Makes me nostalgic for the invasion of Afghanistan. Or was it Iran? Or Turkmenistan? Dagestan. No. We've always been at war with Eurasia. No, East Asia. No, Eurasia.
We know that if evil is not confronted, it gains in strength and audacity and returns to strike us again.
Like you!
We know that when the work is hard, the proper response is not retreat, it is courage.
Ah.
And we know that this great ideal of human freedom entrusted to us in a special way, and that the ideal of liberty is worth defending.
Yeah, you're right, George. And boy, do we have a surprise for you coming this September.
Keep the customers coming around. If you're smart, then you better start dumbing it down. Don't say anything too profound. Dumb it down.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased. but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Yeah, take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother...
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan?
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. Like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Fuel your excitement and save at the Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. Get credit of up to $500 in free gas when you buy a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Or choose financing as low as 6.9% on wave-hopping watercrafts like the Rover 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. The Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. It's a gas. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7/15/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Restrictions and fees may apply.
Imagine a performance at the New York City Ballet without live music. Can't do it? You don't have to. The company's spring season at Lincoln Center is underway through June 26th with orchestra. Members of the New York City Ballet Orchestra are thrilling audiences now in over 40 ballets from West Side Story to A Midsummer Night's Dream. The orchestra's musicians are one of the keys to making each performance unforgettable. Concertmasters Arturo Del Monte and Kurt Nikodin are part of that magic.
We're in season now, live at the New York State Theater at Lincoln Center. How lucky we are to be playing great music with a great ballet company.
From Bach to Broadway, we play it all at the New York City Ballet. Every night, we present a fresh, exciting program that's sure to surprise and delight you. Come share the magic.
New York City is the live music capital of the world. For more information on the promotion of live music, please visit www.keepthemusiclive.com. That's keepthemusiclive.com.
Brought to you by Local 802, New York Musicians Union.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Jerry Springer.
100 detainees have died in U.S. custody so far. Got it? 100 detainees have died in our custody. They didn't just get a heart attack. They didn't just get leukemia. They died. We need an investigation. What's happening to these people? How many of them are being, you know, so tortured or so mistreated that they're dying? We have to figure out, is this really, really a pervasive problem?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
My producer suggests that I clarify something I said right before the break when I said we have a surprise coming for you, Mr. Bush, in September. My producer is also my wife, and my producer also gets a little bit concerned because I am the father of her child. The surprise, this is directed to the Secret Service that monitors this program and the FBI. When I said George W. Bush has a surprise coming this September, what I'm referring to is the huge demonstration that will be the people that will gather in Washington, D.C. this September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Okay. Or is it the 22nd, 23rd, and 20th? It's the, what's the website, Kathy? Peace, UnitedForPeace.org. Is it 24th, 25th, and 26th? I think it's the 24th, 5th, and 6th. So, to the Secret Service and the FBI that monitor this program, and I appreciate the fact that you monitor it, you know, it gives you guys something to do. You can only eat so many donuts and drink so much Dunkin' Dine coffee, right?
That's what I meant when I said he's got a surprise coming. The demonstration in D.C. this September. Now go back to smoking your cigarettes. Now Bob emailed in, Mike, I heard him say World War III, and it makes me sick that this delusional ass is in power. I heard something rather disquieting this morning on the radio, mainly that the U.S. is training the Iraq army so they may fight the Iranians. So the manic moron can have both countries' oil. All right, here's the reference to World War III, and thanks to who sent this to us? Okay, DCC? I'm sorry, you guys got to sign your name. It's a quick excerpt from the Kansas City Star. And here's what it says. Bush referred to bin Laden or September 11 six times in his speech and quoted bin Laden to buttress his point that Iraq is, quote, a central front in the war on terror, end quote. Bush said bin Laden cast the conflict in Iraq as the, quote, third world war, end quote, and declared that, quote, the whole world is watching this war, end quote. Okay, so thanks, DCC. For you folks who heard that, World War III thing. It has to do with bin Laden, who is Bush's doppelganger, so it really doesn't make any difference, right? It's one and the same. Now, I think I've got it right. Dorothy in Brooklyn says, believe it or not, Bush quoted Osama as saying, quote, the Third World War would be fought in Iraq, end quote. Neglecting to mention, of course, that Osama said this after our invasion. Dave in Orange County, California, says, Mike, there are lie detectors that operate by examining stress levels in the voice. George sounds very, very stressed. There's a quavering tension in his voice when he spews these lies. I'd love for someone to access with access to that equipment to analyze his speech. I'm not a betting man, but I'd actually bet money that even George knows that much of what he's saying is horse droppings, bull expulsion, and chicken flingings. See how quickly it catches on? More to the point, why is Bush talking about Osama at all in a speech about Iraq? Osama.
Osama. Oh, yeah, Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Forgotten. The only reason to bring him up is to link 9/11 in Iraq yet again, right? And as far as the reasons we went to war in Iraq, Gene emails in, you forgot one. We went to war in Iraq so the war chimp could win the 04 election. Thanks loads, George, Gene writes. I'll send you my wheelchair repair bills after you take away Medicare. Freak. With 5 exclamation points after it. And last one, Yo-Yo Ma emailed this. Not the famous one. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is the cellist. Dear Mr. Malloy. Oh. With an appellation like Dear Mr. Dear Mr. Malloy, what was with the reference by the woman whose husband was in Iraq in the Nashville church? Something to the effect of, quote, well, my husband being there is a lot like my 9-year-old son. He's too young to drive, and I'm not going to give him a manual. I have to teach him over time. It's like my husband teaching the Iraqis to defend themselves over time. End quote. Yo-Yo, I have no idea what that means. I have no idea, but that I'm sure it's a good Christian lady, a Southern Baptist. You know, Southern Baptists were put together because they didn't want a church with the Negroes. So I'm sure it's a good old racist Southern church lady who's trying to explain to the dumb Yankee Catholic Chris Matthews, you know, why her husband was teaching Iraqis about freedom. You know, I got this 9-year-old boy here, and he can't drive a manual, but I'm going to teach him over time. You see there, Mr. Matthews, you yellow-haired Yankee Catholic? Of course, they don't say that out loud. Okay, there's all kinds of emails here. I don't know what to do. John in Chicago emailed in. Paul emailed in. Gary in Houston. Oh, I like Gary. This is what Gary said. Mike, imagine my disappointment when a battalion at Fort Bragg failed to order the Secret Service to stand down, surround the commander-in-chief, arrest him, and ship him off to the Hague. Hadn't they seen Crimson Tide? Yeah, really. Oh, God, Gary and Houston. Yeah, I saw that again for the 19th time the other night. Support the troops. Expect a mutiny. You know, regarding the church lady, I can understand why she would talk the way she talked, because for centuries the Iraqis have been sitting there waiting for old Georgie to come and teach them about democracy, right? But John in Chicago and Paul... And who else has emailed? These are great emails, folks. Alicia's. I'll probably read it tomorrow night because it's lengthy and it's really a good one. Now, one last thing, and then to your phone calls. In 1999, George W. Bush criticized Bill Clinton for not setting a timetable for exiting Kosovo, and yet Bush refuses to apply the same standard to his war. Now, here's what Bush said, April 9th, 1999, quote, victory means exit strategy, and it's important for the president to explain to us what the exit strategy is, end quote. And on the specific need for a timetable, here's what Bush said then and what he says now. On June 5th, 1999, candidate Bush said, I think it's also important for the president to lay out a timetable as to how long they will be involved and when they will be withdrawn. Now, that appeared in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer on June 5, 1999. On June 24, 2005, Bush said, it doesn't make any sense to have a timetable. You know, if you have a timetable, you're conceding too much to the enemy. You dirty, right? All right. Got to do some phone calls. Thanks for all the emails. I try to get as many in as I can, and some nights are better than others, but got to talk here with Mark, who's called in from St. Petersburg, Florida. Mark, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. This is Mark Frankenberg at JustSayNoToFascism.com.
Oh, yes, sir. Our buddy Mark. How you doing?
Certainly. Real good. Real good. Thanks. Thanks for speaking out, too, Mike. I've got free bumper stickers, and I wrote the book, JustSayNoToFascism.com. Com, certainly. Okay. Pretty weak sales pitch this oil company's CEO made this evening. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the podium.
I
kept thinking, just stop BSing us, We're in Iraq to control the Middle Eastern oil supply.
Yes, we are.
These guys won't face up to that because they know oil is actually a bad plan. Mm-hmm. Global warming is why it's bad. But they stick to it because in many cases, oil money got them into office in the first place, and it still holds their puppet strings.
Mm-hmm.
They deny global warming, forcing scientists we employ to alter the reports of their findings on the subject.
Sure.
Armageddon, courtesy of Pharisees and money changers. Great.
I don't know. I just, all I do is work here. What's your website again?
It's just saynotofascism.com. The project for the new American century spells it out in black and white. And they're going to bankrupt the Republic of the United States of America, which may very well result in the balkanization of our homeland. You've got the WMD lie.
Yeah.
The Downing Street memo demonstrates the motive for the war crimes.
Yeah.
The illegal invasion of a sovereign nation, that's a war crime.
Yeah.
So tell your coworkers and your customers this stuff. A lot of people don't know. If you watch Fox News, you sure don't know. If you listen to Russ, whatever his name is, you sure don't know.
I hear you. Mark, I got to leave there. Thanks, pal. Thanks for checking. Just say no to fascism.com, right? Oh, he's gone. All right. Have a nice evening, Mark. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. If it is, your house payment could be lower than your car payment. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330, whether you're purchasing or refinancing. Call 800-493-4580 for the 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-493-4580. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call now. 800-493-4580.
Jason was scared around girls and couldn't ask them out. Amanda told me that when she had to get up and give a speech, she wanted to barf. Bill explained that he's intimidated by his boss and embarrassed. Linda has to do presentations for her job, and she draws a blank every time. Sound familiar? Confidence is elusive, and it's the one most important thing you can have to attract love, get more sex, get a promotion, be a great public speaker, and even become a creative genius. I'm Wendy Friesen, and I will hypnotize you to be more confident. By amplifying your strengths while in hypnosis, you can be charismatic, excited, and sexy when you need it most. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY. Get your ultimate confidence hypnosis CD package, and you will have trouble wiping that sexy smile off of your face. Run up to the stage, tell your boss what you really think, in a charismatic way, of course. 877-68-HAPPY, or on the web at wendy.com. That's W-E-N-D-I.com. 877-68-HAPPY.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Still at war. It's in our country's interest to find those who would do harm to us and get them out of harm's way.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
It's 10 before the hour. Carl is calling from Chicago. Is this Southside, Carl? Where, wait a minute. Was I talking to somebody else? Is this Southside Carl?
Yes, Carl, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Carl. Jeez, I'm getting all confused here. All right. How you doing, Carl?
I'm okay. Yeah. You know what? America got suckered by Bush, you know, when he exploited, you know, our fears about September 11th. Okay. Now, most of them believe that, well, they were deceived. All
right. Right, right.
But right now, they're sort of swallow that second poison pill, and I think that's what Bush was talking about tonight. You know the adage that, well, when you done dug yourself a hole, get a bigger shovel and dig a deeper hole?
That's one way to look at it.
That's what we a lot of Americans still willing to fall into right now. So basically he said, well, we got to finish the job. We can't leave. We can't let them defeat us, blah, 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 blah. So we got to stay the course.
Carl, I don't know if you're old enough, but do you remember hearing that same line of nonsense and a murderous rhetoric about Vietnam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's why, I mean, I was scared as hell during that time because I didn't know if I was going to get drafted.
I hear you. Okay, well, then you do remember.
Yeah, but, this is where we are. And the thing is that no one is really making a real, you know, hard assessment of what really is the outcome in Iraq. And more than likely, you know, at best, the best odds that there's going to be a peaceful democratic society over there is probably no better than 50-50, the flip of a coin. More realistically, it's probably 3-1 that another strong man is going to step in, because the whole environment over there is susceptible. So, you know, something like that happened. I mean, all you do is look at when countries been like that, and, you know, throughout history, where you have a vacuum that's, you know, caused by chaos, instability, and all these kind of things. That's typically what happens when someone like a Saddam Hussein steps in and takes over the country. It's not unusual. Mm-hmm. Here we are. no one is saying, what are they going to do to make Iraq stable? They got something like, what is it, 40-something% unemployment?
Yeah, it's off. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of Saddam solved part of that problem by having, I think, close to a million-man army. You're employing people.
Uh-huh.
But here we are, we say, we're building security people and all this and that, and not questioning, why are these people lining up to do this? They want to get a job. They need a paycheck. You know, it's obvious. And when you put, you look at these things, you got the political and probably economic problems with the Kurds in the north. Are they going to want to really relinquish the revenues that they get in, from mm-hmm. the oil fields up there in the north?
Right, right.
You got all these kind of things that these problems that there really are no answer. I mean, sometimes there are situations that you can't fix.
Yeah, absolutely. And it appears that we're in one. You just said something. Let me ask you something. Most people who understand what's going on in Iraq call the people who are resisting us insurgents. When the insurgents attack a line of people standing in, a group of people standing in line to go to work for the army or the police department because they need jobs, when the insurgents attack their fellow Iraqis and blow them into a million pieces, I refer to those insurgents then as terrorists. And the reason, and I've stated this before, I don't care if the bombing, if the murder occurs on a bus in downtown Tel Aviv or in a Palestinian so-called refugee camp in Ramallah or if it occurs on the streets of Iraq. An act of terror is an act of terror. Now, I respect your opinion, Carl, and I want to ask you, when I refer to people in that context as terrorists, even though they wouldn't be blowing up their fellow citizens if we weren't there, do you find that offensive on my part? Do you think I should not call them terrorists and continue to call them insurgents?
You know what? It's a difficult question, Mike. I can see that they're terrorists, but then insurgents sometimes feel, that their acts are justified. Now, there's a hard rationale to maybe, understand and accept. But I don't know what else to say, and that's what I think.
All right. Well, obviously it's a tough question for you, too. But, I've kind of made that decision. There's so many insurgencies in the history that I've lived through in the past 50 years where I've been conscious that I've supported. No matter where it's occurred, but I swear to God, Carl, when innocent civilians are blown up in the name of a just cause, then to me that becomes terrorism.
Yeah, that gets to where people sort of like say, the ends justify the means, but then I guess
I can't do that. I can't do that.
That was how I was. I mean, the first time we went into Iraq, I was sort of like one of those Americans that said that, this is a mess that we, we helped create under Reagan and all of that.
Right.
And it was a mess of our own making, and it was our responsibility to clean it up. But then you get to a problem when you say that, you got to, what Bush is acting now, you got to stay the course, you got to make it right and everything. It said, it allows you to, in the future, to put yourself in the same situation
That's right. That's it. Carl, I have to leave it there, pal. Listen, thanks.
I appreciate
you checking in. Stay in touch. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest healthcare networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure.
1-800-414-7112. That's 1-800-414-7112.
Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today.
1-800-414-7112.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 34 days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today!
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush vows the U.S. must stay the course in Iraq. Speaking from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, in a nationally televised speech last night, Bush said the mission in Iraq is clear. He said terrorists are being hunted, and the U.S. is helping Iraqis build a nation that is an ally in the war on terror.
We will stay in Iraq as long as we are needed, and not a day longer.
And the president said commanders in Iraq say they have enough troops to complete their mission.
If our commanders on the ground say we need more troops, I will send them. But our commanders tell me they have the number of troops they need to do their job.
He said sending more American troops would, quote, undermine our strategy of encouraging Iraqis to take the lead in this fight. He added that more U.S. troops would signal that America intends to stay in Iraq forever. Bush said the best way to honor American troops who have died in the line of duty is for the U.S. to complete the mission. Bush resisted new calls for a timetable to withdraw the troops. He said that would be a serious mistake. Virginia Republican Senator John Warner says it was a strong speech.
He spoke with confidence and an unwavering resolve to stay the course and achieve the goals that we set out, namely turning that nation over to the Iraqi people to join a democratic world.
Former Democratic presidential candidate and retired General Wesley Clark said there was a particular problem in the speech.
He didn't really come to grips with the dichotomy between what Vice President Cheney said, that the insurgency's in its last throes, and what Secretary Rumsfeld warned, that this could last 5 to 12 more years.
Meanwhile, a military helicopter carrying up to 20 U.S. troops crashed Tuesday in Afghanistan. A Taliban commander says the Chinook helicopter was shot down by guerrillas armed with small arms and rockets. New Jersey's 51,000 police officers will soon sit through a training program on how to prevent racial profiling. State Attorney General Peter Harvey says racial profiling is not a huge problem in the state, but he wants to make sure all officers are sensitive to the problem.
This training program will educate officers to ensure that it will ultimately be eliminated and be a distant memory in New Jersey.
Children all over New York City can finally stop dreaming about their summer vacation. Noam Layden explains why.
the loud screams of joy heard throughout the five boroughs today could easily be that of the more than 1 million New York City school students celebrating their last day of school. These elementary school students in the Bronx have big plans for their summer vacation.
Maybe read some books and go to a pool.
Ride my bike and play in the park and go to the pool and the beach.
Go to Disney World.
Noam Layden in New York.
And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Hi, I'm Al Franken. As an American-hating liberal, I enjoy our West Coast tours because they let me experience the Stalinist Russia I never got a chance to visit. Red diaper babies, long lines at organic food stores, godlessness. In fact, I have here in my hand a list of 205 Hollywood entertainers who appear to be either card-carrying members or certainly loyal to the Communist Party, which as a loyal pinko, I will feed into the shredder next time on Franken.
They are trying to shake our will in Iraq, just as they tried to shake our will on September the 11th, 2001.
And I decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Have I mentioned yet tonight that this is the 58th day since the Times of London reported the existence of minutes taken at secret meetings attended by the highest members of the Blair government? Those meetings showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies, deceptions, and fake intelligence reports. As you may know, since that war began, 1,742 Americans have been killed in combat. That is the official number. Some say it's as high as 7,000. However, thousands of additional soldiers have had their arms and legs blown off. They've had their hands and fingers blown off. They've had their eyes blown out. Hundreds have been driven to the edge of insanity. And hundreds have had traumatic brain injury. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including uncounted numbers of children, toddlers, babies, 8 months old, 2 years old, 5 years old, 6 years old, have been blown to pieces, murdered by the United States. Kids. Little kids like your niece, your nephew, your daughter, your son, your grandchildren. Cute little kids, curly-haired kids, running around in the streets of their bombed-out neighborhood barefoot. And then a bomb gets them. Kids. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting these atrocities on the front page of every newspaper and as a lead story in every single radio and television newscast until this horror stops? Why is American media not demanding the resignation and impeachment and conviction of George Bush and Dick Cheney? They are both war criminals, and they have committed acts of treason against the United States. They are war criminals. They are war criminals. Let's go back to your phone calls. Oh, good. I didn't leave anybody on hold. Joe is calling from New York. Joe, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi. I love your show. I'm responding in regards to Bush's thing about World War III.
Okay.
He was talking about being the central front on the war on terror, even though they caused it. And then he says that among the terrorists, they are talking, and there's no doubt about this. And then I think he's trying to quote Bin Laden, and then he says that Bin Laden is referring to all this like World War III, and that Bin Laden is watching something like that. And I noticed too that he's like lowering his voice when he's saying this, just like when he mentioned I don't know if you could have it on video there or whatever, when he started mentioning progress. Mm-hmm. I noticed when he mentioned progress, it was with a, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm calling. You know, I'm calling in response to that World War III thing.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Joe. Thanks for checking in. As far as Bin Laden saying that, well, sure. Using a secular reference, World War III, to accentuate a religious desire for utter destruction, there's no doubt in my mind. Is there in yours that Bin Laden if Bin Laden could have his way, he would be the perfect image of George W. Bush if George Bush had his way. These are people. Bin Laden is like James Dobson. Bin Laden is like any American dominionist Christian who sees utter destruction or conversion as the way to global peace. Either convert to my religion or I will kill you. Now, this is what these Islamic terrorists talk about. It's the same thing as what the Christian terrorists talk about. They're identical. They're identical. These two forces have been at war with each other for 700, 800, 900 years. Do you understand that, Truth Seeker? I mean, isn't this a joke, a cosmic joke, a murderous joke, a bloody joke, a painful joke? But isn't it a cosmic joke? When were the first Crusades? In the 11th century? 11th? 10th century? 11th. Right around there, around the 11th century, 10th, 11th century. Where are we now? The 21st century. What is it? 1,000 years. That's how long this has been going on. Does nobody understand that? Now, in different periods of human history, Christianity or the people who practiced Christianity were ascendant. In other times, during the so-called Dark Ages in Europe, The only humans that kept culture and math and science alive were the Arabic populations, the Muslims. You know, it kind of seesawed back and forth like that, right? Huh? But they are both out to destroy each other. And both of them are against the Jews. Let's just get honest. Both the Christians and the Muslims would like to kill all the Jews. And that is very Freudian. That's trying to kill your dad, see, because Judaism is the father of Christianity and Islam. So they've got to kill the old man. They got to murder, you know, they talk about, well, we're all children of Abraham, but we still want to kill him. Sorry. And the Christians and the Muslims, if you want to push this a little bit further, are like Cain and Abel. If you want to push it that far. But this talk about World War III, this is what Bin Laden means. It's no different from what James Dobson or Pat Robertson or Jerry Falwell or some of these Christian killers, what they talk about, the Dominionists, who truly believe that the way of the cross is the way that the human race will go, or by Christ they will die. This is the way Christianity has always been, though. I mean, what's new here? There's nothing new. Look at history. Look at global history. We are here in the name of Jesus. Now let me cut your head off. We are here in the name of Muhammad. Now let me cut your head off. Sons of bitches, all of them. And people wonder why I'm an atheist. I want no part of this nonsense. None. None whatsoever. So when Bin Laden talks about World War III, he's doing nothing more or less, more terroristic or less terroristic than what Bush and the Christians talk about. Same thing. Exactly the same thing. And their toy god that watches over in their addled minds both of these religions, and it's the same god. It's the same toy god. It's the same wind-up toy god with knives and torture devices in one hand and swords and nuclear bombs in the other. You know, and their toy god watches both of them, both of these groups of Christians and Islamists, and I don't know, what does he say? What does this toy god say? Click, 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 click. Yeah, I have no idea. But it's disgusting and sickening and vile and foul. And how, in the name of hell, literally, capital H hell, did the human race come to this? A thousand years of this nonsense. And when the Crusaders, when they marched on the Holy Land, you know, like you all know from reading history, they stop along the way and butcher a few hundred Jews. And the Islamists, when they were defending the Holy Land, they would stop off in their empire and butcher a few hundred Jews, right? These sons of bitches all make me sick, truth seekers. They just make me sick.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Remember when President Bush said this about Iraq a year ago?
There are difficult days ahead, and the way forward may sometimes appear chaotic.
Now he's addressing the nation once again about the quagmire in the Middle East, and Senator Russ Feingold will join us to talk about Bush's latest on-the-money Iraqi predictions. Plus, we'll have comedian Robert Klein on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Before our coalition liberated Iraq, Libya was secretly pursuing nuclear weapons. Today, the leader of Libya has given up his chemical and nuclear weapons programs.
Have I given the phone number out here recently? It's 866-303-2270 if you're interested. I just answered this email, and frankly, it kind of pissed me off, but I just deleted it. But I went into the delete pile and pulled it back out, so I'm going to share it with you. This comes from Ann in New York City. Mike, you say that regardless of what is being done to the people of an occupied country, if they attack the occupiers, it is wrong. Now, you see, right away in her first sentence, either she didn't hear me, or she's setting up a false argument for me to deal with. I never said that, Anne. I said, if they attack their own people. The analogy I was using is the Iraqi civilians who have had their country destroyed by Americans. They don't have any work, any jobs, so they go stand in line to become a policeman. And the Iraqi insurgents, their brothers, if not their national brothers, their religious brothers, blow them up and kill them and turn their children into orphans and their wives into widows. To me, that's an act of terrorism, period. Now, if there is an invader, an attacker, if someone were to invade the United States, were to invade Georgia, a foreign occupying army, I would not hesitate to attack them on any level necessary. I would try to kill them, maim them, blow them into a million pieces. That is the tribalist attitude inside of me, or something. What is it, Kathy? You're the biologist. What is that operating inside of me? It's beyond survival. It's rage against the other. It's rage. You know, I'm not at that point. I've not evolved to the point where I see myself as part of. I can see myself as part of the human family, but if someone forcibly tries to destroy my life, I will fight back until I'm dead. Period. End of story. So, your email to me was condescending, patronizing, and extremely offensive, Anne, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Then she goes on. She says, Palestinians whose homes are demolished, whose land and water are confiscated, whose family members are routinely humiliated, beaten, murdered, imprisoned, deprived of the most basic freedoms and rights, and whose ancestral land is bulldozed and uprooted, destroying their heritage and livelihoods, have no right to fight the fourth most powerful army in the world? Again, I don't know why people do this to me. I really don't. I've said before, I've said many, many times, an invading force that comes into somebody else's homeland, somebody else's a property, somebody else's home, and destroys, should be dealt with on whatever level it takes to deal with them. What I've said again and again and again, and some of you people just don't give a damn, and usually it's you left-wingers who really piss me off. You know, I don't give any credence to anything a right-winger has to say. To me, they're so much a waste of DNA. But a lot of you so-called liberals or left-wingers who, either I don't espouse your cause strongly enough, I have come to the defense of the Palestinian people for 20 years. So don't come at me. Don't talk to me about issues that concern the Palestinian people. I have forgotten more about the Palestinian people and what they have dealt with the IDF than you'll ever know. So don't even try. But the condescension, the patronizing attitude that comes through in some of these emails is just incredible. And it always comes from the left. The right-wingers are just inarticulate slobs who, you know, write me a letter and wish my family dead or call me a son of a bitch or whatever. But you left-wingers who come across as though you have some kind of a lock on morality, you know, you're kind of gagging. You really have. And then she says, were the Jews of the Warsaw Ghetto wrong to stand up to the Nazis? Well, of course not! Which is what I always say. If it's an invading force, kill them! And then she says, and are the Iraqis, innocent people having lived their lives as best they could under brutal dictatorship, who are now defending their homes and families against this even more brutal invader, really insurgents who have no right to fight the most... Look, lady, send your email to George Bush, okay? You know, I sit here and very patiently say that the term insurgent to me is workable. It's a word. The word terrorist is workable because both have definitions. And as far as being an insurgent to rise up against an oppressor, you're damn right! Now stop the nonsense, Ann. Either get the crap out of your ears and hear what I'm saying, or stop emailing me, okay? Thanks. What did I know?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 7-pound bags of Purina One cat food, now just $6.99. That's over 25% off. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to speculate in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energies, and specifically unleaded gasoline. Refineries are running near capacity. Asian demand, most especially China, is presenting increased pressure on worldwide supplies. The Middle East continues to be a hotbed of uncertainty. Learn how to position yourself in these exciting markets right now. Discover your investment options for the future. Call Barclays Financial for a free special market report on energies, and as a bonus, we'll send you a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 800-774-7007. That's 800-774-7007. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
No, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
The Rachel Maddow Show.
This is Rachel Maddow, back from Seattle, just in time to catch Bush's Super Tuesday night speech on Iraq. Polls out today say for the first time, a majority of Americans think the president deliberately misled the country to go to war in Iraq. Yes, you heard me right. Most Americans believe the president is guilty of an impeachable offense. So how long will it take him to change the subject back to 9/11? Tune into the Rachel Maddow Show Wednesday morning
on Air America Radio.
The only way our enemies can succeed is if we forget the lessons of September the 11th.
Yeah, okay. Jeffrey is calling from Kentucky. Jeffrey, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Remember me, your political prisoner in training, living in one nation under surveillance.
Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, I mean, I did watch that, I did watch the speech tonight, and, you know, it's, you know, all we heard tonight was, how do we put this mildly? 9-11, 9-11, Osama bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, Iraq, Iraq, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, 9-11, 9-11, tyranny, nuclear, and all that garbage, just for 30 minutes, and I can't believe I wasted that 30 minutes, even working on a block entry.
Yeah, well, I refuse to watch it. I told Kathy, I said, I'll watch the first few minutes to see if there's anything different that we haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't. And to see Bush standing in front of forced young men in uniform and young women in uniform who are forced to sit there like Hitler Youth, I just can't stand it. I can't stand when the camera pans out over the sea of military men. And Bush stands up there like he's just anticipating, you know, some really nice sex after his speech. That's how it affects him. He's such a coward. He's such a militarist at heart, but in his soul, he's a total coward. And I even Hitler served in World War I, for God's sake. He was a corporal, hence the name, the little corporal. But Bush, who ducked and ran and dodged and you know, all these other neocons who took us into this war, it just galls me to see them anywhere near veterans or active duty soldiers. It just rips my guts out. I just can't stand it. So I didn't watch it either.
Yeah, I just caught a few minutes. I didn't really watch it, though. I heard it on C-SPAN radio because my TV's broke. So plus factor, no TV, no brainwashing.
Oh, there you go.
Like
yeah.
You said, there it is. Staged, managed, right there. Forced to sit silently, and that's fake. Yeah. I mean, Mike, it just makes me sick. And the second thing that makes me sick, I think that email you got from Ann, that could be Ann Coulter. You never know.
No, she had her last name on there. I hate to get, you know, hate to use last names.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And, well, last thing is, I'll be in Washington on the 24th of September for the protest.
Yeah. Well, if you see a guy who looks much older than his actual years with a wife who's very young and a baby who's only well, at that time she'll be about 14 months. Come on up and say hi, because it's probably me.
Okay. Well, if you see a guy wearing a jacket with a lot of buttons, that's probably me.
All right. Good to hear from you. Take care, Jeffrey.
Okay.
You have a nice evening. All right. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, thanks for your patience. You've been holding on for 2.5 hours. I appreciate it. My bad.
Well, that's all right. I got a snack anyhow. When I was getting a snack, I was wondering if Duncan Hunter catered the event after the speech tonight, since he's so good with food.
Yeah, isn't he? Oh, my God.
God almighty. Well, I watched it for a little bit, and then we...
he's good with orange chicken.
Oh, yeah. He's quite good with that.
It's chicken, lemon chicken.
Lemon chicken,
right.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not going to forget that. We have the...
I know.
I tell you. Biden was on ABC after the monkey got done talking.
Yeah.
And one of the questions Biden was asked was, do you think President Bush is going to get support? And he said, I hope so.
Right.
I pulled up something... after the speech, and it's Goebbels, I don't know how you say Goebbels or Goebbels.
Yeah, whatever.
43 speech on total war. And I was looking at the thing, and it just amazes me how it parallels what Bush talked about tonight, you know.
Speech. Oh, sure. Everything these people do is taken right out of the Nazi handbook, whatever that is, whether it was something written by Hitler or Goebbels or Himmler or any of these goose steppers. This is, they don't have the death camps yet. They don't have, the totally organized Hitler youth. They're working towards it. They're working towards it. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So they have to be a little bit more circumspect, a little bit more indirect as they set up what they hope to be the Fourth Reich. Of course, they would never call it that, but, right?
Right. They wouldn't call it that, but that's what it's getting to be. And the funny thing is, with the page that I found, it has a description of some guy named Albert Speer was talking to Goebbels after he gave the speech, and he said, except for one of Hitler's most successful public meetings, I've never seen an audience so effectively aroused by fanaticism. He said, did you notice they reacted to the smallest nuance and applauded at just the right moments? God, that reminded me of what I watched tonight, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's really scary. So I went ahead and linked it up along with the 14 Threads of Fascism flash thing, if anybody wants to look on my website and look at that and compare the two speeches.
You have the Bush flash thing?
Yeah, I've got the Bush flash thing, and I also have... the text of this speech tonight, and on that Osama bin Laden thing there,
yeah,
to show how sneaky these people are, okay? If you look at the actual text as it's written, not the way he says it, they've got quotations around what bin Laden supposedly said and then what he adds in there, in Iraq. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I hate him!
I do too, you know, but what I hate more is the idiocy in America and people like Ann and people that just don't listen, you know, and understand. I've got people fighting with me tooth and nail saying, it's not fascism, it's not that. But they won't go look. They won't look at history, you know.
No,
but... The last time I talked to you, it's going to be at our own detriment because we've got our eyes closed or open looking at the TV.
Yeah, I hear you. God. I don't understand our ignorance, Philip. It's willful ignorance. It's rampant in this country. People a lot older than you and me could make the argument that it's always been rampant in this country. When you talked about the generalized ignorance in this country, you were immediately classified as an elitist who thought you were better than anybody else. But we're not talking about ignorance of calculus or ignorance of quantum mechanics. We're talking about ignorance of the political process that is being destroyed by a group of neo-fascists, and that kind of ignorance is intolerable, and it's not elitist to point it out. It's a matter of survival. And it's due to a lying government and a complicit media. That's all it takes to totally dupe a nation. How sad.
And complicit Americans, too.
Yeah, that's...
there was just a survey out that said that only one-third of Americans bothered to go online to look up information during the 2004 election, you know.
I hear you.
Which
I
tells me
you.
People were glued to the TV. So anyhow, I'll let you get the other callers, but if people want to go look at what I posted, it's on my post today. It's at clicks, C-L-I-X, dot two, that's T-O, slash D-control.
And that's letter D?
D as in David.
And then the word control?
Right.
All right, there's no E in there.
No.
Okay, say it again. Clicks?
Clicks.
C-L-I-X. Uh-huh.
.to slash D-control.
D-control. Okay, good enough. Thanks a lot, Philip.
Okay, have a good evening, and enjoy your wine after the show.
You got that straight, dude. Charles is calling from Connecticut. Hey, Charles, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I made a point of seeing what was on television because I was going to avoid him. I haven't avoided hearing a political leader so much as I did when I was in college with Reagan, the great communicator who every time he had to come out, his handlers, that's what they called them,
right,
had to correct 50% of what he said.
The who was it referred to Reagan as the amiable dunce?
I don't know. There was some guy out of San Francisco who used to refer to him as the geriatric Max Headroom.
That's even better. It may have been Kissinger who called Reagan an amiable dunce. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah, because, you know, everything leads to one pivotal question, which is, why would you give George a 30-somewhat million-dollar check to a vowed, confirmed, affirmed terrorist organization, and don't tell me it was to get an oil pipeline?
Okay, I give. Why would you?
Well, if you look at the timeline,
yeah.
Who could tell NORAD to stand down?
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay.
See?
All right, sure.
Because, you know, all this, you know, you asked me last time, I gave you some Marx Brothers references and Monty
mm-hmm.
Python ones. Two Marx Brothers this evening.
All right.
It's sort of like what I have to feel about Bush, but I can imagine Daddy Bush saying this every time he sees his son, and it certainly goes along with the speech.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let's have one thing understood. Whatever it is,
I'm against,
it.
All right, I got gotcha.
You. When you changed it or condensed it, I'm against it.
Yes.
Yeah. For months before my son was born, I used to yell from night to morn, whatever it is, I'm against it.
I'm against it.
And I've kept yelling since I first commenced it.
I'm against it. All right, I got to leave it there, Charles. The train is coming. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I hate to do that to you, but I got to get out of here very quickly. Break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
It's the known smoky light. Oh, history is made by stupid people. Clever people wouldn't even try. If you want a place in the history books, then do something dumb before you die. Valley Boy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Head driving to Valero.
gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the bonus gas. Yeah, drive to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, drive to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call AmeriMerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. AmeriMerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ten before the hour. Thanks once again to, thanks always to our crew, the ghosts who put this program together. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas in New York City. Chris in Minnesota, Ben in Illinois, Mark in New York State, and Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to the Invisible Army. Our executive producer, of course, is Catherine Bay, who's not invisible, she who must be obeyed. Eileen is calling from New York City. Eileen, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike, thanks. I'm really angry. I'm just livid. And, you know, when it comes to cursing, you got nothing on me, let me tell you.
Okay.
I just got an email today from a family, from a wife of a man who just got back from Iraq, and I was supporting them, you know, how you sponsor a family one of the service people. And she said that it's been terrible because he won't speak to them. He has post-traumatic stress disorder. He flies into rages. He's not himself.
Right.
And you know, I emailed her back and I said, you've got to get him to talk to you. You've got to get him to let it out. She said he won't go to any groups or anything. I can't talk politics with them because that's what I agreed to when I, you know, agreed to sponsor them. But, mm-hmm. you know, I just hearing this clown, this smarmy bastard up there tonight, just talking about people as if they're pawns on a chessboard when he's only doing it to steal. He's just doing it to make money for himself and his rich friends. It just made me want to just throw my TV through the window. I scared my dog because I was yelling at the television. My poor dog's like, oh, my God, what'd I do, you know? it was more than I could stand. I just, this guy has got to go.
I know. I've been reading. One of our callers last night suggested that I read an article in the current issue of Harper's that I had laying on the nightstand next to my bed about these horrible injuries of people that are coming back from Iraq.
Yeah, because they can save people that they couldn't before, but the result is that they're left right. with these horrendous scars and amputations.
And was it CBS News tonight, Kathy, that you had on? They had the people there with the traumatic brain injury.
Oh, God.
You know, these are soldiers. These are young guys, for the most part. They're guys who are coming back who have been hit by these roadside bombs,
mm-hmm.
The IEDs, and their lives are saved because of the emergency medicine that's practiced right then, and then they're shipped out to state-of-the-art hospitals. But this one soldier, ex-soldier, was talking about the explosion that hit him and how it was explained to him that his brain was just jerked back and forth inside of his skull and bruised and battered to the point where, according to the young former soldier, it had swelled up to twice his normal size, and then he showed the scar in his skull where they had cut his skull open to relieve the pressure,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to sit there on camera and talk about how he knows that he is not the same person who went to Iraq. He's not exactly sure what the differences are. He says he can't contemplate a foreign language. That the whole concept of a foreign language other than English doesn't register with him.
He'll never be the same.
Right. And when you think about how many hundreds, thousands, I don't know, of young men who joined this murderous bastard's army, mm-hmm. out of a sense of patriotism, perhaps, out of a sense of looking for a job, looking for a sign-up bonus, looking for education, these 17, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, not knowing that they were signing up to go into a war that was
fodder.
Yeah, that was by any definition illegal, immoral, if there's such a thing as a moral war, unethical, unjust, unnecessary.
And damn these Christian fundamentalists who have the nerve to talk about morality and to say that people like you, who's an atheist, and me, who's an agnostic, that we have no principles, that we're evil. I've got more principles in my little finger than these clowns do in their entire bodies.
I hear you.
I'm so angry. I'm just...
All right, Eileen, now you need to take a deep breath. You're on the East Coast, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Come on, sweetheart, okay?
Well, fortunately, I'm in New York City, where...
I know. Although what I'm saying is somebody who's in L.A. right now can get pissed off. They got 3 hours to calm down. But folks like you and me, it's bedtime. Eileen, thanks for checking in, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a nice evening. You know, and Bush says he won't let us be defeated in Iraq. It makes you think, defeated by whom? Who was threatening us? When were we threatened by Iraqis? You know how we could have avoided all these attacks from the enemy in Iraq? If we just hadn't invaded a nation full of innocent people run by a tyrant. You know, if they were really interested in taking Saddam out, you send one of your little wet teams from the CIA, give it to Richard Armitage. They would have taken him out in, oh, I don't know, maybe a week. It's that simple. But it had nothing to do with WMDs, had nothing to do with terrorism, had nothing to do with alliances, had nothing to do with removing a tyrant. The Bush crime family, in its previous incarnation, created this tyrant. What it had to do with was the natural resources of Iraq, oil, and establishing military bases. It just cracks me up when the bastard gets on television even now and says, oh, yeah, we'll get out of there as soon as we can. Well, when's that? Well, probably not for another 70, 80 years, but how many bases are being built there? 11? 14? Thanks for participating tonight. However you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey, United States Marine Corps. While our armed forces defend our freedom, their families shoulder household duties and emergencies alone. To help, the veterans of foreign wars and Vermont American brand bits and blades have created the Unmet Needs Program.
John Fergus here, the VFW National Commander. Please help us help our military families by visiting unmetneeds.com and by purchasing Vermont American bits and blades. A portion of every purchase goes to help.
Visit unmetneeds.com and buy Vermont American brand bits and blades. Thank you and Semper Fi. Hoorah!
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowl.